This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is the weekly segment called A-State Connections and Create at State, making connections that count. Research is taking place to make concrete and asphalt stronger, which will make transportation safer in the state. Three research papers about these projects are being submitted for presentation at a national transportation conference in Washington, D.C. in January. This is the second part of a two-part interview of this research. I talk with Associate Professor of Civil Engineering, Dr. Zahid Hussein, Director of Civil Engineering at Arkansas State, Jason Stewart, Arkansas Promotional Director of the American Concrete Pavement Association, Alan Metters, Dean of the College of Engineering and Computer Sciences, Dr. Abhijit Bhattacharya, a Graduate Research Assistant, Tariq Morshed, and Undergraduate Research Assistant, Paige Leisner. I started the second half of the interview with Dr. Hussein. Dr. Hussein, obviously, I know you're extremely excited. I want to talk to Tariq a little bit more. I also want to talk to Paige some as well. We're talking about the pavement, the asphalt pavement research. The concrete mix, I think that's really interesting by way of putting ash in this. How did the idea for that come about by way of adding ash into concrete?
Actually, ash has been used in producing concrete, but that is Class C fly ash that comes from power plant. So that has been used for a long time, but we tried a different kind of ash. So that is called rice husk ash. So that comes from the milling process of rice, the paddy. And so the reason I focused into this research is that from some internal sources as well as from Arkansas DOT and professionals like Mr. Alan Metters, we came to know that there in near future there will be shortage of Class C fly ash in the region, and because of that EPA embargo, they are going to even shut down one of their plant in Newark, Arkansas. So in a couple of years, if the plant is shut down, then they have to, the construction industry will have to get by those fly ash from outside. So, you know, like as a consultant or as a contractor or as an agency, always we attempt to use the locally available material instead of getting imported from outside, because that is very cost effective, that is very costly. So we tried to look at other alternatives, and we came to know that Riceland is they produces a lot of rice, and they have a million tons of rice ash that are sitting there. And if there is no other alternative market, they have to spend thousands of dollars to build a new landfill. So that will be significant cost. Costly project for them. So my objective is to see, instead of having them to dispose and spend too much money, can we use rice husk ash as a construction materials? In that case, construction companies, they will have to spend less money. So that means there will be less taxpayer money. At the same time, the owners of rice lands, so that is farmers, mostly they are farmers.
Yeah.
So they will be economically sustainable. So they will be able to make it profit instead of spending money on to dispose them. So that was those are the two primary motivations to go into this rice husk ash research.
Yeah, and with Arkansas growing about half of the nation's rice, there is a lot of opportunity to be able to use that, and Riceland is definitely a good partner being in Northeast Arkansas. I want to talk to Tariq a little bit more. If you don't mind, let's bring Paige in here to the conversation here as we're having to move some chairs around here a little bit to be able to take everyone in here. So right now we're talking to Tariq, and who's a graduate research assistant, and also to Paige Leisner, who's an undergraduate research assistant, civil engineering. Thank you both for coming in. I really appreciate you. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you for having us.
So tell us, I know that Tariq, we talked a little bit last time about the research that you had done on the concrete mix. Have you been working on that as well?
My lab mate, Kaji Tamjidul Islam, most of the part he did.
Okay, very good.
I just helped.
But I know that you've had a huge part in working on this, of course, under Dr. Hussein, not only on this project, but other projects as well. How has it been like working with Dr. Hussein and under his mentorship, I guess? How has that been for you in your life?
He's a great mentor, and he's the thinker tank. Most of the research proposal he wrote, and we just help him. And most of the part did by the Dr. Hussein, especially preparing the research paper, project proposal, funding, everything he did. But we just helped him. So it is I'm very happy, really, to work with him. Without his mentorship, we cannot publish any paper.
Right. And by way of you working on your master's degree and that, possibly going into doctoral work, I would imagine. Yeah, that's probably a possibility. Yeah. So it's important for you to be able to kind of get in that, and I know that he's kind of helped you along that research journey.
Yeah. Last week I defended my thesis and most of the part, and he corrected all of these things, all of this literature, all of my work, so he's really great, and I'm really happy to work with him.
Paige, let's bring you in. How did you get involved as an undergraduate research assistant? How did you get involved in saying, you know what, maybe I want to try research? That's something that some undergraduate students want to do. Others may not be interested in that. How did you get interested in that?
So last year I was actually in Dr. Hussein's civil engineering materials class. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of lab work. We have a lab for that class. And at the end of the semester, he asked me, hey, I've noticed that you seem to really enjoy this. You do well on your reports. How would you feel about helping me out with some of my research and being an undergrad research assistant? And of course, I was thrilled. I'd never done anything like that before. And I did really enjoy our labs. And it kind of just took off from there.
And so what has been your role in the research projects, if you don't mind, please?
So what I do, or what I've done, is when the graduate students have finished their reports, a few of them will send them to me, and I will go through and I'll proofread them for grammar, spelling, that sort of nature. And I've also done a little bit of the soil testing for one of the papers.
And I know that you've been doing a lot. How's it been working with Dr. Hussein on this?
It's been wonderful. He's provided me opportunities that I wouldn't have seen possible as far as research and doing something outside of the classroom. He, like Tariq said, basically comes up with the proposals, and we're helping him with it, and it's giving me experience that I wouldn't have gotten otherwise.
Is it something that you're thinking about that you might continue maybe in a master's program in civil engineering possibly?
I've thought about it. I still have 2 semesters till I graduate.
Sure.
So I've definitely considered going forward and getting my master's, but I've really enjoyed the research side of it so far.
Very good. I want to bring Jason Stewart and also Dr. Abhijit Bhattacharya into the conversation for just a second. As we said, just reminding people that Jason Stewart is a director of civil engineering here at Arkansas State University. Dr. Abhijit Bhattacharya is the dean here at Arkansas State of the College of Engineering and Computer Science. And first of all, Jason, when you hear about these students who are working with Dr. Hussein and students who are also working in other engineering projects, we're going to be featuring several others here as we go along. Kind of your thoughts on the amount of research, the quality research, and also bringing students in, undergraduate and graduate, into this.
Yes, the research experience is, especially for graduate students, a necessary part of that master's degree and master's experience. So certainly that is expected at that level. At the undergraduate level, it's truly an opportunity that most undergraduate students do not have. We're very fortunate to have the opportunity for several of our undergraduate students to get involved with faculty and to participate in those research efforts at that level. And in many situations, as Paige just mentioned, it sparks an interest in them that inspires them to continue their education beyond that bachelor's degree and encourages them to consider other options that maybe they hadn't considered before for employment. Even if they decide not to go into an advanced degree, they may decide to consider a place of employment, an industry, which would involve research-related activities or might involve something similar to what they researched with as an undergraduate that they might not have considered otherwise. So to me, it's a win for all aspects of the program as students get exposed to new things and more things so that they are more open to the possibilities that exist for them beyond their undergraduate degree.
When you think of these three particular pieces of research that are going to be presented in Washington, D.C. coming up at the beginning of the next year, how is this making an impact in the community by way of Arkansas State? How is this making an impact?
The impact from these presentations adds a level of prestige and notoriety to our programs, so that's a big help in recruiting more and higher quality even students to our programs here at Arkansas State. So the impact from that also increases Dr. Hossain's ability to earn additional funding. Anytime someone in the research arena has work published at such a high level and recognized by institutions such as the Transportation Research Board, it gives them a little more notoriety when they submit future proposals for funding. So in that way, we see and will reap long-term benefits at the college level and at the program level because of Dr. Hossain's success now. And what these three papers are able to bring really helps to encourage and set the stage for future successes.
Dr. Bhattacharya, welcome back to KASU and to A-State Connections, and now on the Created State podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today as well.
Thank you, Jonathan.
And one thing I was wanting to ask you, your thoughts on the research aspects like these that you've been hearing about today. Of course, the presentations are going to be made. Kind of your thoughts on all of this.
As soon as I came on board July 1st, it's pretty hot at that time, as you would recall. And Dr. Hossain invited me out to the site where they were mixing the rice husk ash with the concrete. So I got a chance to see the research in action with him and his students. So that was a wonderful introduction to the very active research program that he has. I would say, you know, I would hold that up, and we've got excellent researchers in the college, but I would hold that up as a model in terms of getting funding, mentoring students, and being successful in presenting, generating research results, and presenting to a national audience. So this is fabulous. It's a wonderful story. And one other thing I want to mention is, you know, you learn something new every day, okay, small or big. And one thing that I learned from our external community member, Mr. Alan Meadows, is that Dr. Hossain's asphalt lab is the best in the state. I'm sure it's a great lab because I know the people involved, but stating that is the best in the state, that's a fabulous endorsement of the work that goes on in the lab.
And I know that's something that's important for you, as you were, before you took the position, you were announced, and then one of the things you did was you really hit the ground running up here in Northeast Arkansas, you know, visiting with different companies, you know, learning and all that. And, you know, and that's one of the things that is really, really good when you have community partners like what Mr. Meadows is part of and others, you know, being able to kind of see and hear that firsthand, that has to, you know, what's that like to be able to hear that?
It's fascinating and it's fabulous. I mean, it's a huge endorsement of the work being done by the faculty and the students. So since I came on board, I've had a chance to have conversations with members of the community, and I'll continue to have those as we go forward. And it is our intent as a college with my colleagues to make sure that we continually get input on what we are doing, what we could do better. And certainly, you know, there are times we would love to know what we are doing good as well, some of which we heard in the interview today. So I love what's happening.
Fantastic. Dr. Hossain, as we kind of wrap this up, I want to bring you back into this. We've been talking about the students, Paige and also Tariq. They've talked about how much they've learned from you. What have you learned from them?
Well, I learn every day, every moment I learn from them. So it is fascinating that on a daily basis, what kind of work, what kind of things they go through. I mean, they are the actual people that who are generating all these research outcomes. They are actually on the field. I just tell them, okay, do this, and I just give little bit of kind of information and how to do it, but they are the one actually doing it. So I give credit to them. And sometimes, like, we, even though we have the best lab, but sometimes, like, we do not have, like, what we actually need. So they may need, make makeshift kind of testing bed or something. Let's say out of cardboard or out of, like, a brick. They make the staging area, and they take the weight, like using a balance certain way. We do not have that kind of equipment. So those are the things, like, that is kind of creativity. So that is what I also learned from them, like how to do things, like, out of nowhere.
Right.
So definitely those are the things that I learned from them, and their perseverance. And one thing that I brag about them, that especially, like, all my graduate assistants, like, they are always available, no matter what. I don't know how they make it. It doesn't matter whether it is 7 o'clock in the morning or 11 o'clock at night. If I need them, I can find them. So that is the best part of my work, and that makes my life a lot easier.
And I know that you've had high praise for Tariq. He's done a fantastic job.
Yes, I do. Actually, I got a call from a company that is most likely to hire him to give you an offer for a job. So I'm sure that he will do well over there. And a couple of other students that they are part of this research, one of them, he started working for RDOT a month ago. And other student also, he, like, 3 weeks ago, he started work for a company called Hope Consulting and Engineering in Little Rock. I admired them, all of them.
Right. And with Paige, I know that she's been thinking about, you know, going into graduate work and all that. How's it been like working with her?
She is doing great. And I have to try hard to motivate her so that she comes to graduate school. It does not matter whether she comes at ASU or goes somewhere else, but I would like her to pursue higher studies. But one of the things that recently she submitted a proposal to RTT to get funding for student research work. So that would be another kind of beginning of her own research here, and that is her proposal. I'm trying to motivate her into higher studies.
Y'all have been very generous with your time. Thank you so very much for joining us here on the Created State Podcast. Before I let you run, is there anything else you may want to add on this, Dr. Hussain?
Thank you very much again, Mr. Reeves, for giving us the opportunity to come here. And I would also like to take this opportunity to thank our sponsor. So that is Transportation Consortium of the South Central States, that is headquartered in Louisiana State University. We are funded at this time, majority of our funds are from that agency. And all the members in the board, including Minister Meadows, to serve in that board to rank the problem statements and review the proposals, as well as reviewing all the reports and giving us continuous feedback, meeting with our graduate students and undergraduate students. And also all the administrators, the director, the dean, and the staff in our college. They have been very much supportive to my research. Actually, without their help, I could not do this. So thank you all for extending your supporting hand.
Very good. Alan, anything else you want to add before we let you run today?
Only thing I want to add is, did you see that he was shamelessly talking about he needed more equipment? Did you see that? always, he needs but more equipment.
There's tons of research to do, Alan. I mean, seriously, there's a lot of stuff to do. That's great. Jason, anything else I want to bring you in that you would like to add about this as well? Thank you for your time, sir.
Well, thank you for having us once again. We do appreciate it a lot, and appreciate the efforts of Dr. Hossain and his continued work with his graduate students and undergraduate students. Those experiences are truly invaluable and really set the A-State Civil Engineering Program apart from other programs across the state and across the country. So I just want to extend a special thank you to him for the work that he does and continues to do for our civil engineering department.
And that's Director of Civil Engineering at Arkansas State, Jason Stewart, along with Associate Professor of Civil Engineering, Dr. Zahid Hossain, Arkansas Promotional Director of the American Concrete Pavement Association, Alan Matters, Dean of the College of Engineering and Computer Sciences, Dr. Abhijit Bhattacharya, Graduate Research Assistant Tariq Marshed, and Undergraduate Research Assistant Paige Leisner. To hear more interviews like this one, you can subscribe to the Created State Podcast at the Created State Podcast page on KASU.org. It's also available on Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, iTunes, or Google Play, where you can also listen on the NPR app. And please tell others about the Created State Podcast and leave us a review, as we'd love to hear from you. You're listening to A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves.